Monsieur le Président.
Mr. Chairman, allow me first and foremost to join the previous speakers in congratulating you on your election as chairman of this year's meeting of states parties and to assure you of the full support of the Swiss delegation. We bear the responsibility to ensure that the norms of international law against biological weapons stipulated in the Biological Weapons Convention and the 1925 Geneva Protocol be respected. The challenges we face are numerous, and meeting them is of crucial importance for our common security. In this context, strengthening the convention should be a shared goal. We need to ensure that it remains relevant in a rapidly changing environment. Mr. Chairman, this meeting of states parties has given a very specific, important, and challenging mandate to us to reach consensus on an intersessional process up to the next review conference in 2021, and no effort should be spared to fulfill this objective. It is essential to be able to rely on an intersessional process to strengthen the effectiveness and improve the implementation of the convention. To fail to agree on a roadmap on our work until the next review conference would seriously affect the BWC and hamper its implementation. As matters stand today, our work would be limited to a yearly MSP with a very narrow mandate. In this context, Switzerland welcomes the program of work for this week that focuses on the key task of reaching a consensus on an ISP. And in doing so, we can draw on the many proposals made to the 8th review conference, as well as to this MSP, including by the depositaries. For our part, we remain convinced that an intersessional program should consist in focused work, bringing together experts on a balanced set of key topics, leading to factual reports and recommendations for consideration by the annual meetings of state parties. We understand that an ISP should meet the requirements of all states parties, and we expect to work constructively beyond the traditional boundaries of geography, politics, or economic and technological development with a view to achieving this goal. Moreover, Switzerland is of the view that in the light of major and rapid developments in the scientific and technological field, special attention must be paid to monitor these advances in the framework of the intersessional process. Adequate time and resources should be allocated to this question in order to continue to identify relevant developments, consider their implications, and identify any necessary individual or collective action. Such a review process would strengthen the implementation of all of the substantial articles of the convention and is therefore an issue around which all states parties should be able to agree. Mr. President, we must advance on other topics as well, as important as this one may be, and I'd like to emphasize the following elements. First of all, achieving universal accession to the convention must remain a key priority, and in this regard, Switzerland wishes to welcome the accession of Samoa. Secondly, close attention to financial issues is a clear necessity in view of the past and ongoing financial challenges. Third, the implementation of the provisions of the BWC at the national level is a fundamental prerequisite to achieving the aims of the convention. This includes confidence-building measures and, in particular, reporting on national legislations, regulations, and other implementing measures. A full version of my statement will be accessible on the site of the convention, and I will conclude here, Mr. Chairman.